the reading club. Calmly at ease and settled, Mrs. Thropp sits at her knitting. An ornamental oriental spinning top, a hanging parchment with an incandescent heart, casts her almost in marble silhouette. Her careful fingers working by themselves apart, she captures to a comfortable degree that amiable stupor natural to a lack of wit. The ladies are preparing to digest the heart of Irish literature, but stop at its periphery, the skin being tucked, and pause in their uncharted quest upon the Irish sea for cups of tea and some assorted biscuits for a sop to hollowness. And guilefully, Mrs. Thropp, who has not read the assignment, says that she wonders if so much Irish history is after all the best that they can do, and suggests a popular biography. She looks for their approval with a smile, and citing rescue from that ambivalent isle, the maroon but valiant ladies all agree.